person sees a dream. That's one way of expressing the istikhara, is seeing a dream. Another way is a person feels good in his heart. A person feels that this is something I got to do. And istikhara is of two levels. One level is a person is unsure whether he should do something. So then he makes istikhara. Should I do this or should I not do it? And then also istikhara is not in matters of faraiz and wajibat. I mean, things the person has to do, he doesn't make mashura in those things. I mean, he doesn't make istikhara in those things. For example, a person needs to go for hajj. He hasn't gone for hajj. And now he's got the funds and he's got the means to go for hajj. Now he doesn't make istikhara. Should I go for hajj or should I not go for hajj? Yes, what he can do is, maybe I'm making istikhara. Should I use this airline or should I use that airline? But not the choice, because now it is necessary for him. Like that, if the namaz is first for him, person can't make istikhara, that must I read namaz or not. That he has to do. There is no such thing as istikhara in these matters. So istikhara is of two levels. One level is where a person is not sure whether he should do something or he shouldn't do something. That is one level of istikhara. And the second level of istikhara, talabul khair also, is where a person has decided to do something and now he is making dua. Wallah subhanallah, this thing that I am going to do, Wallah pak, you make goodness in it. So that is the second level of istikhara. So very often this istikhara is something that is confused. And another thing that often happens, especially when there's a proposal, etc., then the girl is not happy with the boy, or sometimes the boy is not happy with the girl that he went to see, which is a natural thing, is a normal thing. Maybe somebody doesn't like, everyone doesn't have the same likes, doesn't have the same taste. But people very often say, no, the istikhara didn't come out right. The istikhara didn't come out right. It is not a correct thing to say, because istikhara would always be good. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that istikhara, there's goodness in it, there's khair in it, there's barakah in it. So it won't be correct to say that istikhara didn't come out right. A better thing to say is that the person should say that he is not happy or he hasn't yet decided. So he makes another excuse in a nice way, but he excuses himself rather than putting the blame on istikhara. So we'll see how important istikhara is. This first hadith, and Jabir radiallahu anhu, قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعلمون الاستخارة في الأمور كلها كالمشورة من القرآن كالسورة من القرآن. جابر رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would teach us استخارة. He would teach us how to make استخارة, like how he would teach us a surah from the Quran. So much of importance, like he's teaching Quran, so much of importance, like that he would teach us how to make istikhara, he would teach us the dua of istikhara. يَقُولُ إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, if any matter is worrying a person, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعْتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. This person should read two rakats, apart from his faraz that he reads, he should read two rakats of salah. ثُمَّ لِيَقُولُ, then he should read this dua. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْتَخِيرُكَ بِعِلْمِكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm asking you for goodness with your knowledge. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى, I'm seeking power from you in you, with your strength and your might and your power. I'm seeking strength from you. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ وَتَعَالَى, I'm seeking from you, from your vast, vast, vast fazl, from your vast and your large, great grace. I'm asking for you from you. فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. A person is humbling himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, you have the power and you have the ability. I don't have the ability. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, you have the knowledge. I don't have the knowledge. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, you have full knowledge of the unseen. اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, in your knowledge, if this thing that I'm planning to do, whether it's a nikah, whether a person wants to make sometimes talaq, whether a person wants to go on journey, etc., whatever he wants to do, yeah, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this is good for me, as far as my deen is concerned, fi deeni, wa ma'ashi, as far as my dunya and my livelihood is concerned, if this is good for me, wa aqibati amri, and the final outcome of all my matters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if what I want to do is good for me, then what a person should say, Uqala ajili amri, uajili. Oh, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said these words, that it is for my matter immediately or later on. Whether it's good for me immediately or whether it's good for me later on. Faqdurhu li, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it happen for me. So such an important lesson. Allah, you make it happen. I can't do anything. I'm completely ajiz. I don't have any ability. First thing, Allah, you make it happen for me if it is good for me, as far as my deen is concerned, my livelihood is concerned, and as far as the final result is concerned, that you make it happen. وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي. First thing, Allah, you ordain it. You make that taqdeer work out like that. Next thing, وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي. Allah, make it easy for me after that. ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you make it easy, give me barakah. such a nice dua. And Allah make it happen, ordain it. Then Allah Pak, you make it easy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that, you make barakat in what I'm doing. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُ وَأَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرَ شَرٌ لِي فِي دِينِي وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي. Ideally, a person should be thinking about, when he's reading these words, he should be thinking about what he wants to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your knowledge, you know that what I'm planning to do is bad as far as my deen is concerned, bad as far as my livelihood is concerned. Maybe it's something that will go sour, some deal that won't go well. He's asking Allah, Allah Pak, in your knowledge, you know that this won't be good for my deen, it won't be good for my livelihood. وَعَاقِبَةَ أَمْرِي, it won't be good as far as the final outcome is concerned. وَقَالَ عَاجِلِ أَمْرِي وَعَاجِلِ. When Nabi Alayhi Salaatu Wasalam used his words, as far as the immediate repercussions or the later repercussions are concerned, whatever it may be, you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no good in this, there is harm in it. فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divert it away from me. I don't want this. I don't want this deal. I don't want to get involved in this marriage. I don't want to go on to this journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you divert it. You move it away from me. وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. Allah Pak, you move me away also from this decision. First you move it away from me, and then you move me away from it. In other words, I want to be far away from this. It is not good for me. وَقَدُرْ لِلْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانَ. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make good for me. Oh Allah, you make good for me wherever I may be. ثُمَّ رَضِنِي بِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after you make that decision for me, whatever that decision is, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make me happy with your decision. Such a comprehensive dua. The person is saying that, oh Allah, Pak, you make barakat, you make goodness in it, you save me if there's anything, any harm in it. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save me completely to such an extent that you move that away from me and you move me away from it, from that harm and that ill effects of that decision. And the last part of it is making dua. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after all is said and done, make me happy with your decision. A person makes this dua, can you imagine that nobody will be sad with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is so hopeful that proposal will come, or that girl will accept his proposal. If it doesn't happen after he reads this dua, he's happy in his heart that, oh Allah Pak, you're making me happy with your decision. It was your decision, there may be some khair, there must be some khair in it. So this is what istikhara is all about. The person doesn't have to see a dream. He doesn't have to experience, a vision. Sometimes people say, no, we didn't see any vision, didn't see any dream. No, after this, a person will have a desire in his heart, a feeling in his heart. And then if he's still not sure, then he can make mashwara with some senior person and then make the decision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal on what has been said. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.